Meeting of the House Judiciary Committee will now, sorry.
This meeting of the House Judiciary Committee will now come to order. The time is now 1:02 p.m., Friday, February 7th, 2025, and we are meeting in the Max Grunberg Room, Capitol Room 120. The following members are present: Representative Costello, Representative Mina, Representative Eichheit, Representative Underwood, and myself, Representative Gray, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, I would like to thank Sophia Tenney, House Judicial Secretary from Records, and Naomi Boyles-Mulick from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. We will now bring up House Bill 42. It is my intent today to take up public testimony and move the bill to the next committee of referral. So we will now open the floor for public testimony on House Bill 48. Sorry. Let me back up. We will now bring up House Bill 48. It is my intent to take up public testimony on House Bill 48 and then move the bill. We will now open the floor for public testimony on House Bill 48. Due to time constraints, each testifier will have 2 minutes. We will begin with those present in the room. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on House Bill 48? Yes, please come forward. And I'll say for the record, Vice Chair Kopp has joined us at 1:03 p.m.
Good afternoon. I'm Laurie Morton. I'm the Deputy Director of the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. We're the statewide coalition of 24 community-based domestic violence and sexual assault service providers. We support the work that Alaska Legal Services devotes to assisting victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Thanks to Representative Hannon for sponsoring the bill, and thank you for hearing the bill and wanting to move it today. Legal Services is one nonprofit organization that assists victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. The Alaska Native Justice Center, the Alaska Institute for Justice, the network all work with Legal Services to ensure as many victim survivors as possible are served when they seek assistance to navigate the civil justice system. We need a strong, well-funded Legal Services to participate in this joint endeavor. Access to legal services can prevent future violence by obtaining, renewing, and enforcing protective orders in the court. The Office of Justice Programs at the Department of Justice found that obtaining a permanent protection order results in a statistically significant reduction, 80%, in police-reported physical violence in the 12 months after the order is granted. In another national study, survivors rate the filing of a protective order as one of the two most effective tools for stopping domestic violence, second only to leaving the abuser. Legal Services can also assist in securing child custody orders so that a parent and children can legally and safely leave the abusive spouse, and it can provide other legal services such as assistance with employment, finances, or housing. We understand you face competing funding concerns this session, but increasing the percentage amount from 10 to 25% of court filing fees is a significant way to increase the number of victims who will receive these life-saving services and help you in making other financial decisions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Morton. Do we have anyone else in the room wishing to testify? Seeing no one else in the room, we will move to online testimony. Is there anyone online to testify? Seeing no one online to testify, we will, with no further public testimony in the room or online, public testimony on House Bill 48 is now closed. Since no amendments have been submitted, I'd now like to offer time for final comments on the bill. If Representative Hannon or her staff would like to come forward.
Thank you, Chair Gray. Thank you for the time and the hearing again today. I think you've heard from a variety of people, and when we heard the bill last week, understand the importance to Alaskans to make sure they have access to civil legal services. I was meeting with a different group today in Juneau who we have something called the Teal Center, where a lot of our nonprofit agencies have co-located, are adjacent to a homeless shelter and on-site services that we've tried to find some synergy and efficiency. And they told me that the Juneau Office of Alaska Legal Services is there, and one of the things that they spend a lot of time assisting clients with is food stamps, and that having them right there in the building and having legal services sometimes gets the doors open for folks who wouldn't. It's such a struggle to get to their first ask for service and then be able to go right down the hall to Alaska Legal Services and get an attorney to help them get services is really meaningful in moving people into permanent housing and shelters. And, you know, it came up in the conversation, and it was an element that I hadn't completely thought of how much hand-in-hand they work with other support service networks to keep Alaskans housed, fed, and safe. And I think I'll reiterate that I think the importance to helping us clear our courts for the work of real complex legal issues and helping Alaskans stay out of court, it can be done when you have legal services set up in a way to help them before it's a court crisis issue. Thank you for your consideration today, and I hope that you will all support the bill.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. At this time, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 48, Work Order 34-LS0405/A be reported out of the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and two attached fiscal notes.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 48, Work Order 34-LS0405/alpha is reported out of the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. We will now take an at ease while we sign the paperwork. That concludes today's business before the House Judiciary Committee. Looking ahead to next week, Monday will be a presentation from the Alaska Reentry Coalition. Next Wednesday will be a possible consideration of House Bill 68. And a week from today, we will be hearing a presentation on Alaska's crime trends by the University of Alaska Justice Center. The time is now 1:12 p.m., and this hearing of the House Judiciary Committee is now adjourned.